Hello, my name is Jonathan McHugh and I am from Icebreaker, and I'm just going to be going through some of the design decisions in regards to my project, as well as express some thoughts regarding knowledge management the use of abstract symbols as a way of working with projects to maximize flow, improve interoperability, and reduce the time and costs of expressing concepts and expectations and desires and unleashing them as actions and whatnot. And this is a diagram which I playfully did, which just sort of explains some of the facets with regards to it. Before I really got into coding, I had a varied experience with regards to information society from a wider perspective. And one of the things which I found was very useful for dealing with large information apparatus was to use abstract symbols. I did this for an association whereby I was collecting different tags and from Delicious Feet, which was a social bookmarking system from back in the day. And what I did was the folksonomy and taxonomies I was collecting were getting so large that it would have been uneconomic to use, for instance, just the lettering of the terms, and it was better to aggregate them. And what I did was make use of the non-alphanumeric characters which formed the which usually on the right hand side of a keyboard, sometimes at the top as well. And I found that this was very good for both demarcating things, but it also sort of created more of an impetus regarding how to order things. And the gains from, say, doing completions was fantastic, because you weren't really just cycling through all of the letters of the word to get the form you wanted, but you just sort of smash in and deal with the term because you've got an associated character or combination of characters. And one of the things when I really got into programming, I started out by really prioritizing things like tech, the documentation system, Vim, the text editor, and as well as sort of using regular expressions via the tooling Sed as well as Orc. And I tried to use the existing characters and that I had from this syntax for delineating the terms and definitions which I was trying to collect in terms of programming. But what I found was that it didn't quite match, because the association which I'd previously formed my things were from they were dealing with public affairs, politics, and cultural activities. And even though it dealt upon technology aspects such as peer-to-peer or things like that, it didn't really delve into it. It was at the kind of white shirt level in terms of expectations, competences. And I realized that I needed something better suited for what happens within a computer environment, and what the components are and how they interlace. And spent a lot of dog food eating trying to work out a form. So I'm just going to go through some of the aspects with regards to this. And I purposely chose something very abstract but also accessible. I chose it abstract because I was aware with regards to semantic business process management, which is an approach to mitigate groups from different language communities with common terms. And for me, an abstract term seemed to be quite useful, because it would be cultural neutral, and I subsequently found that the ambiguity is quite useful because it allows you to do things quickly without being too bothered. And actually, turns out there's interesting psychological advantages from breaking things down into a set unit of things. So, for instance, I was reading that it takes seven forms that, in fact, whatever things are, roughly people can put things into seven boxes. So expecting the number of cows of a field, there's a variance which happens with around seven in terms of people and expectations, as well as expectations with bitterness. And some people can be more precise and more accurate. And there's just a kind of a deviation in terms of that once you look in the numbers of recollection and what people can hold and interpret in certain things. I fixated on the number six. So, in effect, I classified the Vim tooling, which I was dealing with a roughly between 1, 2, 3, 4, well, it was 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, which, and I subsequently expanded